Morning to Squad Squad. Don't miss a chance. Everything is on Radio Sai. Everything is on discount. Plus, you will get buy two get one free. All stock must go. All stock must go. All big brand like Nike, Reebok, Umbro, Longsland, everything is on discount. Everything is on discount. Plus, you will get buy two, get one free. Plus, you will get buy two, get one free. All stock must go. All stock must go. Funny offer of the day. A funny offer of the day. Special offer of the day. Nike football suit, just £10. 40 pound football suit, just £10. Everything is on discount, everything is radio. Reebok price was just £10. 18 pound Reebok price was just £10. All stock must go, all stock must go.
Branded. Where are we, Nick?
I have no idea, Christian.
Tottenham Court Road.
Well,
as you can see
on the audio boo when you saw it in Pendants.
That's what we need to do. Everything's on discount around here, and everything is special or funny, whatever he said.
Special funny offers.
Yes, so that's the way to find out where you are at any given point. You create audio and then you check online. Or you could just open Google Maps, I guess.
Yeah, on your iPhone.
Yes, and we're wandering in search of food, potentially sushi. We've been to Tuttle this morning, and it was nice coming out of Tuttle to have a bonus meeting with the great Rupert Howe, who is off shopping for gorgeous, lovely tech. We did come down here with Benny Crime, but he's gone. He kind of said, he gave us the secret signal and just vanished off into the people. I kind of had this long lens view where everything's out of focus, but the vanishing, shuffling, mysterious figure of Benny Crime as he left us.
You see everything through a viewfinder, even without a camera.
Everything is an image. My entire life is just made out of 60ths of seconds. That's why some people are a bit blurry to me, because they move too fast.
I don't know how to say that. I have no concept.
We seem to be the only people in the street without an umbrella. No. Oh, it's just I can only see an umbrella. Oh, look. Everybody's got the umbrellas out for sale. This place is always intriguing to me because half of the shops I have absolutely no intention whatsoever of going in. And the other ones I can't afford. So as soon as we find the food, the better. But another good day. Tuttle, even though numbers were down today, there must be something good on telly, or people actually having to do some work. Maybe it was the rain. I don't know.
I think it was the rain.
It's interesting because there's some people that are coming to Tuttle now who, you know, totally new, fresh faces that are relatively local.
I think it's location, location, location. Plus, it's a university connection as well.
Yeah, which is great. It's nice to see new faces. I mean, when I say I come from a village in Northamptonshire, they do look at me a little bit as if to say, why on earth would you come all the way here? But I guess they haven't been to Tuttle and had, I don't know, the pretty good experiences I've had. And I know a lot of people are coming now and attempting to maybe sell you, for example, milkshake.
There was a very strong let me pitch at you feeling today. Certainly not something I...
Maybe stronger and more concentrated because a lot of the familiar faces who normally buffer you against that contact weren't here. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's God bless them, though. I mean, it's interesting to see how PR companies kind of act and behave in front of, I guess, what they see as natural amplifiers. But sometimes you do get tired of amplifying.
I think there's a point here where they dislike the critics, and they miss the opportunity that the critics are probably better engagers for them. Certainly people who are going to spend more time listening to them if they need to debate.
If you believe in your product, surely you want it to be the best it possibly can be. So the critical argument that can be taken online is the argument that's going to last longer than the check this out, it's great.
Absolutely.
So this is, you know, people say to me when I'm saying, oh, you want to get involved in social media, they're like, what if we make a mistake? I say, well, then you address that mistake in the public space and you turn that conversation into, you know, a conversation of discovery and learning and let's make it all better, and it's all online, and anybody that's brave enough to stand up for their product is top in my mind. Definitely. Maybe we need to see more of that.
This is what Paper Chase are currently falling down on, spending their time trying to ignore and declare that it's not their problem, and actually you got to turn this around and look at people like Domino's who said, yeah, okay, this is our criticism, we'll play it back and we'll give you our response.
Yep.
And, you know, the milkshake product that you were going to look at, that basically is using image recognition software at their end of the website to spot when you're putting one of their milkshakes up and then giving you some sort of overlay on it. So it's not, strictly speaking, augmented reality. But yeah,
it didn't work either, actually feel like a pillock for a very long period of time, holding my bottle up, rotating it slowly in front of my webcam, whether it was a bandwidth or the lighting, I don't know, but I've done that kind of stuff before and it's worked first time. So
this stuff should just work, and if it requires lighting and special angles, then it's failed.
Yeah, I don't want to knock them for trying something new, because I think that's good, but you're right, if you're going to try something new, have a play around and, you know, openly expect failure, maybe.
Yeah, in this case, though, it's not new.
No, I was just saying, actually, I was looking at a 2004 exhibition in the Hong Kong Science Museum on augmented reality, actual augmented reality, and, yeah, you're right, it's just, this year is going to be big, apparently. Because we have the apps in our hands, which
is this is always going to be big, and it'll be about as big as when the Linux desktop occurs as a mainstream.
Interesting though, how we're going to have to wait for augmented reality to hit the device like the iPad, because we'll need the iPad to maybe have a camera. I know it can be done without a camera.
Well, the spec on the iPad actually has got a space for a camera.
I'm sure it'll be in the next thing. And I don't know whether they're doing this because they want to have as many revisions as possible so that we've all got a stack of iPads like books at home.
But you don't need a camera if you have GPS and a compass.
No, you don't. But I do... I don't know. For me, that's a big hole.
If you think about it, the iPad has got GPS and a compass. It doesn't actually need a camera for it to provide you augmented reality.
No, providing that GPS was uber accurate, and whether it can be just by using triangulation and not satellite fixing, I don't know. Not everybody lives in a city. You can get pretty damn good GPS chips now, which will take you down to within a metre.
Well, yeah, but once you look out of the space you're in, you're actually not interested in what's... You don't need augmented reality for the 1 metre space around you. You need the augmented reality for the space that's 500 metres ahead of you.
Because that's
where you're looking. It's not, you know, I don't need to have augmented reality for something I can read on a board in front of me.
Yeah.
That's a different issue.
So we'll have to see how the, and if and when the compass works, whether it is, you know, holding this massive picture frame up in front of you is going to be practical. Ideally, I'll probably have a chest pocket that enables me to, like the buffalo jackets, big matte pocket in the front, drop your iPad in there and have head-up display goggles showing me the augmented world.
Augmented reality. We're standing outside Enamo, who offer Oriental Fusion menu with the world's first interactive ordering restaurant using overhead projection technology.
I think we're going to have a look at that, even if the portions do look very, very small. So, food. Mm. Food is what's going to stop this recording, that's for sure. And a decent interface that works if I could just find out how to click stop.